So what happened when we think about the past? When we think about the past, we think about the past in terms of 人事物。Yeah. When we think about the future, we also think in terms of 人事物。Isn't it? How about if it's the present? In fact, it's always 人事物啊。So, but when it's the present, is it still about the 人事物? In a way, yes. Yeah. So then what's the difference? So when it's about the past 人事物, maybe it's something that is that give us a we recollect 人事物. We are recollecting. What are we recollecting actually? We are recollecting the past experience, isn't it? Yeah, we are merely recollecting the past experience of some 人事物. So as we recollect the past experience, we can say that that's a kind of 受. So then it may be 苦受乐受不苦不乐受. Yeah. So, 乐受 and 不苦不乐. So we have different kinds of experience or / feelings. Yeah, feelings as in how we experience it. Then we have the first type, painful. Second type, pleasant. And the third type, neither painful nor pleasant. And as we experience the past painful experiences, then what happened? We may start to become averse. We may depends. Depends on how we experience it. When the Buddha say, "Do not cling on to the past," it was because most of the time when people think about the past, we tend to become attached to it. We hold on to them as though they are still happening. Yeah, so with respect to the painful, unpleasant ones, then we hold on to it and continue to suffer as though it's still happening, you know, and it disturbs our present moment. If we allow it to fester and intensify, then this can even lead to negative feelings towards the people in the past, towards events, and in turn towards those who we think caused those events. Yeah, or it could be objects that we experience, yeah, that is unpleasant, and we may then in turn have negative feelings towards them. Yeah. And even more importantly is that we hold on to them as though it's really happening. Yeah. So even though it's in the past, it's no longer happening, we may continue to suffer. We perpetuate that suffering. Yeah. And if left unchecked, that suffering can become very real. So this is the past. And for painful ones, we can become negative. We can also have the aversion. We can have resentment. And if it's pleasant, we hold on to it, and we may then regret losing it. Yeah, if it's in the past, it's no longer happening, we may then regret losing it, again become negative. Yeah, so this is one angle. Okay, if you hold on to it as though it's real, become attached to it, you're attached to the past, and then but then ultimately the past is already gone, so then you may have aversion. Yeah, and towards those experiences that is neither painful nor pleasant, what happened? I'm missing a P here. Towards those that is neither painful nor pleasant, we tend to actually be oblivious of them. Yeah, we don't think much about the past if it's neither painful nor pleasant. Yeah, we are ignorant of them. No. So towards painful, we give rise to aversion. Towards pleasant, we have greed. Towards neither pleasant nor unpleasant, we have ignorance. Yeah. We are ignorant of how it is. The truth is that towards all three, we are ignorant. Yeah, and the last one, on top of that, we have delusion. Yeah. We have ignorance and delusion on all three, and then it gives rise to greed and aversion. So, how about the future? Towards the future, actually it's very similar. So towards people, events and things, likewise, even though it's in the future and it has not happened, we can actually give rise to, we can feel towards them as strongly as what is happening also. And similarly, the experience of potential people that we may meet, events that may happen, things that we may encounter, can give rise to painful, pleasant, neither painful nor pleasant experiences. And towards those future experiences that is painful, we may start to have fear, yeah, fear of what can happen, worry of what that can happen. Towards that which is potentially pleasant, we may have greed, we may have craving for and desire for them to happen. And towards that which is neither painful nor pleasant, we are ignorant of them. We don't think about them. Yeah, we have you ever think about the future in terms of mundane things like